Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In 2016, the Wisconsin city of Waukesha got permission to draw more water from Lake Michigan, 8.2 million gallons a day. That green light came after a long process and close examination under the terms of the Great Lakes Compact, the regional agreement among eight states and two Canadian provinces signed in 2008. It's designed to keep Great Lakes water inside the Great Lakes Basin. Well, now we learn in 2010, Wisconsin quietly approved a request from the city of Pleasant Prairie to divert an additional 7.49 million gallons of Lake Michigan water a day. And that approval came with no public notification. With us now is Grant Trigger, the designated representative for Governor Snyder to the Great Lakes Compact Council from Michigan. Grant, welcome. It's so good to have you on Stateside.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So just to recap, on Friday, we spoke with Peter Annan. He's the Great Lakes researcher and author who first made public this water diversion to Pleasant Prairie. And he told us states were required to report to the Great Lakes Governors Association a list of all the cities and towns getting water diversion so they could be grandfathered in and used as a baseline for future requests for more water. So here's what Peter Annan told us.
Wisconsin, in the grandfathering Pleasant Prairie, boosted Pleasant Prairie's water diversion from 3.2 million gallons per day to 10.69 million gallons per day based on anticipated future need. That made Pleasant Prairie the largest water diversion in Wisconsin, and nobody knew about it.
So, Grant, when and how did you first find out about this water diversion to Pleasant Prairie?
Well, the specifics with respect to Pleasant Prairie have only really been made apparent in the last few weeks with some of Peter's research. We're still evaluating some of the history because fundamentally, at the time the compact was passed, all of the communities that were diverting water at that time were permitted to continue to divert the water, and there was a process established to determine the amount of that water that was based on a different state's approach to it. Wisconsin's approach was different than Michigan's, for example.
So so I'm clear, you did not really know about this either until, and you're on the council, on the Compact Council, until Peter Annan's research shed light on this.
Well, let me put it this way. We have known about, and it has been a generally known issue, that all of the communities who were diverting water were grandfathered in 2008. The question about the amount of Pleasant Prairie's amount, however, was not questioned until recently. And so we're going to take a look at it, have some discussions with the other states, and determine if there's any basis for the concern that Peter has raised.
I think the question on people's minds is that when you think among Wisconsin state officials, the governor, your Wisconsin counterpart on the council, city officials from Pleasant Prairie, why didn't someone say something to the Compact Council?
Well, I guess I'm not sure what you mean by saying something to the Compact Council. Each state submitted a list of those communities which had qualified grandfather diversions. Those different lists were maintained and are maintained by the Compact Council staff. A question coming up about any one of those individuals, and there are thousands of these, by the way, if a question comes up, it warrants review. But we have no basis at this point to conclude one way or the other whether it's problematic or not.
I wonder if you've got thoughts about the spirit of the compact, that this news about the water diversion to Pleasant Prairie, how does it fit within what leaders had in mind when they drew up the Great Lakes Compact?
Well, I mean, that's a good question because there was a lot of focus on new or expanded diversions or expanded withdrawals, pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Waukesha was. And if you look at the Foxconn matter, that issue came up with respect to existing capacity for the city of Racine because Racine was also a grandfathered community. Racine's volume of diversion withdrawal was substantially larger than Pleasant Prairie, for example. So the fact that there is a grandfathered diversion in and of itself is not a surprise. It's not problematic. The only question here is whether there was a change in the amount, as I understand the question that's been posed, and I can't answer whether that was appropriate or not. As to the spirit of the compact, if there's any new or expanded withdrawal or diversion, there are certain standards under the compact that require notice to be given to the other jurisdictions. And those notices are shared by each of the states at different times, as Michigan has shared those notices when Michigan has identified a new withdrawal or a diversion. So I can't speak to whether this was or wasn't appropriately noticed because I don't have the background on it. That's what we're still reviewing.
How serious, Grant, from your point of view, is this? Can you give us some context just based on your work with the compact?
I'm not prepared to conclude that it's particularly serious or not because we haven't completed our review. If we find, based on the review, that there is something inappropriate here, we'll take it up. So I think, in retrospect, Waukesha was very important. That was a full review process. There were issues across the Great Lakes Basin that were discussed by many stakeholders and many jurisdictions. So that one really, I think, got a lot of hearing. It was important because it was a potential precedent. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether this is simply an administrative action of Wisconsin or whether it constitutes a precedent. And until that evaluation is done, I couldn't opine one way or the other whether this was problematic.
So what is next moving forward? What are the options?
Well, we'll have a discussion with the state of Wisconsin. We'll review some of the background information here. I mean, it's very possible that there isn't really anything of significance here if Wisconsin did it in accordance with their state law. And whether Wisconsin did it in accordance with their state law isn't something I can speak to right now because we haven't considered it yet.
Grant Trigger, the designated representative for Governor Snyder to the Great Lakes Compact Council from Michigan. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Stateside.
You're welcome. Thank you.